Do you ever think about where your life is headed? Where your future is? Where you will be in, say, 10 or 20 years? This is Friday, May 17th. One of the challenges of being sick or in pain is that our focus can easily become narrow. We're living in the moment. We can find it difficult to remember the joys of our past or the opportunities of our future. Now this week, we've been looking at Psalm 73, and today we see the antidote for the affliction of Asaph, the worship leader of the people of God. Here's what he says in his song. This is Psalm 73, 16 to 20. When I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply, till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. Surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. They are like a dream when one awakes. When you arise, Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. Now, when Asaph entered the sanctuary of God, first his pain is reframed by the goodness and sovereignty of God. He's learned to trust the ways of the Lord, but now he is reminded of the glory and wisdom of God. There's a wonderful scene from the book of Revelation as God is gathering his people. Our current era of history has reached its conclusion, and for the first time his people can see the scope of all that he has done. The canvas is now fully revealed, and all they can do is praise him. They acknowledge his wisdom, his wise judgments, and faithful actions. Now, the problem for us is that we cannot see the end. We have only what God has told us. Only what God has told us is that he will judge the people and the nations of the earth. All will give an account to him. Our songwriter knows this and is reminded by his visit to the sanctuary of God that the evil people, those he has envied, well, that's not the end of their story. They too will stand before God. And this is what we must do to see the injustice of our world in the context of God's plan. We must play the tape forward. You want to know why things are not as they should be? We have not reached the end. We're used to movies that resolve in the scope of a few minutes, but our world, well, it doesn't work that way. Yes, it's true that at times God intervenes directly to interrupt evil and stop it in its tracks. But he is working the long game. His justice will come. Our songwriter discovered that things look good for those doing evil, but he looked ahead and he realized what their destiny was. Jesus talked about this in one of his parables, sometimes called the parable of the weeds. This is from Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 30. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" Yes, the truth is, for God to deal with all injustice now, he would have to sort you and me out, along with everyone else who is evil. But God is the God of grace, and he wants people to come to him in repentance, to know him. Jesus explains that sorting out the weeds from the wheat will not happen until the harvest. Jesus says they'll be growing in the same field until then. Now, for us, that means we need to live with injustice for the time being. But we also trust that things will not always be as they are now. Now, this means that we do not stop bringing our longings for justice to God. We cry out to Him to bring the fullness of redemption to our world. In the process, we need to learn a new way of keeping score, as our songwriter did. He began looking at people based on their final destiny, how things would be when God breaks into our world with the fullness of His justice. When this happens, well, the rich often don't look so rich, and the poor don't look so underprivileged. You see, the gospel tends to invert the way we see wealth and status here. Jesus says that it's nearly impossible for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said, "Blessed are the poor." In the same way, blessed is the person who is afflicted and yet knows he is bound for another kingdom because of Jesus. And cursed is the healthy, successful person like the rich young ruler who has no riches stored up for himself in heaven, has made an idol of what he has or what he has accomplished. He doesn't know how poor he truly is. All of this, as we wrestle with injustice, means we must look to God and remember what His plans are for us and for our world. Let's pray together. God, help us to keep our eyes focused on You when we can become so easily distracted. Help us to find our joy and peace in You, for in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.